Okay, great. So it's my pleasure to introduce our speaker today, who is Janae Larson, and she is with the Alaska Medicare Information Office. She is very knowledgeable about Medicare and the coordination of benefits with Alaska Care. Her presentation slides are on our South Central Chapter webpage, along with a handout about understanding Medicare enrollment for those who have not enrolled yet. It's some information that Janae had sent me about how it works, the enrollment period with the 3 months before and the 3 months after. So that's out there also. And the Medicare Information Office brochure. So be sure to look at those things. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Janae. And thank you for coming today.
Hi, thanks, Wendy. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right, and I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Can you see the presentation okay?
Yes, we can see it.
Right. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining me today. I have the pleasure of presenting information today on Medicare and long-term care. But before I get started, I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about my office in case you don't know who we are or what we do. My name is Janae Larson, and I am the project assistant for the State of Alaska Medicare Information Office. I have been empowering people with Medicare information as the lead Medicare counselor and trainer since 2006. This year, I celebrated 15 years with the State of Alaska, which means I am halfway to my own retirement. That was a very exciting milestone for me. The Medicare Information Office is housed in the Department of Health and Social Services, Senior and Disability Services. Though we are a state office, our efforts are fully funded by three federal grants, which are overseen by the Administration for Community Living, also known as ACL. The State Health Insurance Assistance Program, or SHIP, grant mission is to provide free, unbiased counseling to Medicare beneficiaries and their families or caregivers. The SHIP program also conducts community outreach and group education about Medicare. The Senior Medicare Patrol, or SMP, this grant focuses on empowering and assisting Medicare beneficiaries, their families, and caregivers to prevent, detect, and report healthcare fraud, errors, and abuse. Finally, our Medicare Improvement for Patients and Providers Act, or MIPA grant, provides funding to assist limited income Medicare beneficiaries in applying for programs that help lower the costs of their Medicare. As your presenter today, I have the pleasure of talking about Medicare and long-term care. But before we get into the specifics of what Medicare does or does not cover, I'm going to first define long-term care and exactly what I mean when we discuss long-term care. So, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, National Institute on Aging, long-term care involves a variety of services designed to meet a person's health or personal care needs during a short or long period of time. These services help people live as independently and safely as possible when they can no longer perform everyday activities on their own. Long-term care is provided in different places by different caregivers, depending on a person's needs. Most long-term care is provided at home by an unpaid family member or friend. It can also be given in a facility, such as a nursing home, or in the community, like in an adult daycare center. It's difficult to predict how much or what type of long-term care a person might need. several things increase the risk of needing long-term care. Age, the risk generally increases as people get older. Gender, women are at higher risk than men, primarily because they often live longer. Marital status, single people are more likely than married people to need care from a paid provider. Lifestyle, poor diet and exercise habits can increase a person's risk. Health and family history, these factors also affect risk. The Administration for Community Living, ACL, their website says on average, someone turning age 65 today has almost a 70% chance of needing some type of long-term care services and supports in their remaining years. Planning for long-term care is critical, but many people are not sure what is covered by insurance, and people are often misinformed about what is covered by Medicare. So as I'm sure you're aware, if you're on Medicare or approaching that age, Medicare doesn't cover everything. If you need certain services, Part A, hospital, or Part B, medical insurance doesn't cover, you'll have to pay for them yourself, unless you have other coverage to cover the costs. Medicare.gov and the Medicare and You Handbook are two authoritative federal resources to learn about what Medicare covers and doesn't cover. The Medicare New Handbook is mailed to everyone new to Medicare, and those currently on Medicare receive an updated copy each year in September. You can also request to get the Medicare New Handbook sent to you electronically. Page 51 through 52 of the Medicare and You 2021 handbook states the following. Long-term care, sometimes called long-term services and supports, includes non-medical care for people who have a chronic illness or disability. This includes non-skilled personal care assistance, like help with everyday activities, including dressing, bathing, using the bathroom, home-delivered meals, adult day health care, and other services. Medicare and most health insurance, including Medicare supplement insurance, also called Medigap, don't pay for this type of care, sometimes called custodial care. You may be eligible for this care through Medicaid, or you can choose to buy private long-term care insurance. So there are a couple of benefits that are covered by Medicare, which are frequently confused with long-term care services because they can be delivered in the same types of facilities or settings. So now let's focus on a very basic overview of the types of Part A and Part B services covered by Medicare. Medicare Part A, hospital insurance, covers inpatient hospital care when you're admitted to the hospital as an inpatient by an official doctor's order, which says you need inpatient hospital care to treat your illness or injury. Skilled nursing facility, also called SNF care. Part A covers skilled nursing care in certain conditions for a limited time, if all these conditions are met. You have Part A and have days left in a benefit period to use. You have a qualifying hospital stay, which is at least 3 days as an inpatient. Your doctor has decided that you need daily skilled care. It must be given by or under the supervision of skilled nursing or therapy staff. You get these skilled services in a skilled nursing facility that's certified by Medicare, and you need these skilled services
for a medical condition that's either the hospital-related medical condition treated during that 3-day qualifying inpatient hospital stay, even if it wasn't the reason you were admitted to the hospital, and it can, or that it's a condition that started while you were getting care in the skilled nursing facility for a hospital-related medical condition. An example, if you develop an infection that requires intravenous antibiotics while you're getting skilled nursing facility care. Skilled care is defined as skilled nursing and therapy care that can only be safely and effectively performed by or under the supervision of professionals or technical personnel. If you meet all these requirements, Medicare should cover the skilled nursing facility care that you need to improve your condition, maintain that ability to function, or prevent your health from getting worse. Medicare Part A covers up to 100 days of skilled nursing facility care per benefit period when you need those skilled services. So you still have to have that level of care need. Benefit periods are what measure your use of inpatient hospital and skilled nursing facility services. A benefit period with Medicare begins the day you're admitted to a hospital as an inpatient or to a skilled nursing facility and ends the day you have been out of the hospital or skilled nursing facility for 60 days in a row. So a benefit period is really 60 days between each inpatient stay. If you need more than 100 days of skilled nursing facility care in a benefit period, you will need to pay out of pocket, unless, of course, you have other coverage that pays for skilled nursing care, like Medicaid, which is a needs-based program through public assistance, or a long-term care insurance plan. Skilled nursing facility care is one of those benefits that is confused with long-term care needs. Hospice is also covered by Medicare Part A. To qualify for hospice care, a hospice doctor and your doctor, if you have one involved, must certify that you're terminally ill, meaning you have a life expectancy of 6 months or less. When you agree to hospice care, you're agreeing to comfort care, palliative care, instead of care to cure your terminal illness. Depending upon the circumstances, you can receive home health care coverage under either Medicare Part A or B. Home health care is another Medicare benefit, often confused with long-term care needs. Home health care can include a wide range of home health and social services delivered in your home to treat an illness or injury. Services covered by Medicare's home health benefit include intermittent skilled nursing care, therapy like physical therapy, occupational therapy, and care provided by a home health aide. While home health care is normally covered by Part B, the medical portion of Medicare, Part A can provide coverage in certain circumstances after you leave a hospital or a skilled nursing facility. Specifically, if you spend at least 3 consecutive days, that qualifying 3-day inpatient hospital stay, you have, or you have a Medicare-covered skilled nursing facility stay, then Part A is responsible for your first 100 days of home health care. You still must meet other home health care eligibility requirements, such as being homebound and needing skilled care. I'll get a little more into that here in a moment. You also must receive home health services within 14 days of your hospital or skilled nursing facility discharge for this benefit to be covered under the Part A of Medicare. Any additional days past 100 are covered by Medicare Part B, the medical benefit. Medicare Part B medical insurance covers certain doctor's services, outpatient hospital care, medical supplies, which are also referred to as durable medical equipment or DME, and preventive services. Remember, home health care can be covered by Part A and or Part B depending upon the circumstance. Under Part B, you are eligible for home health care if you are homebound and need skilled care. Unlike Part A, there's no prior hospital stay requirement for Part B coverage of the home health care services. Medicare covers home health care if you are homebound, meaning it is extremely difficult for you to leave your home and you need help doing so. You need skilled nursing services and or skilled therapy care on an intermittent basis. You have to have a face-to-face meeting with a doctor within the 90 days before you start home health care or the 30 days after the first day you receive care. This can be an office visit, a hospital visit, or in certain circumstances, a face-to-face visit facilitated by technology, such as video conferencing. Your doctor signs a home health certification confirming that you are homebound and need that intermittent skilled care. And of course, for any Medicare services to be covered, you must receive care from a Medicare certified provider. So you'll need a Medicare certified home health agency. Medicare's home health benefit does not cover all home care services. This is where the confusion with long-term care comes in. Services excluded from Medicare coverage include 24-hour per day care at home. Remember, it's intermittent skilled care. Does not cover meals delivered to your home. Does not cover custodial care, also called homemaker services. This includes light housekeeping, laundry, and meal preparation when it is the only care you need. Home health aides may perform some custodial care when they're visiting to provide other health-related services. However, aides cannot visit with the sole purpose of performing these custodial duties. So when thinking about how Medicare and your Alaska Care Retiree Health Plan coordinate benefits, Medicare Part A and Part B pays benefits before the Alaska Care Retiree Health Plan in most cases. The benefits under the Alaska Care Retiree Health Plan are supplemental to Medicare beginning at age 65, as soon as you are eligible for Medicare. For services covered by both plans, the claims are paid first by Medicare and then by Alaska Care. Medicare's coverage is not the same as the coverage available under Alaska Care. The two may have benefits that one or the other does not cover. Any medical services covered by Alaska Care but not Medicare should be paid at the same coinsurance rate as it was before you were enrolled in Medicare. For expenses covered by Medicare, but not Alaska Care, Medicare pays, but Alaska Care does not. If you don't enroll in Medicare when you are eligible at age 65, Alaska Care will estimate what Medicare would have paid and deduct that amount before paying expenses, regardless of any other health insurance you may have. Medicare doesn't cover long-term care or custodial care, so there would not be any coordination of benefits with the Alaska Care long-term care coverage for these services. If you have the long-term care insurance benefits through your Alaska Care retirement, you should contact the current benefits administrator with any questions. If you are not sure if you applied for long-term care coverage at your retirement, you will want to contact the State of Alaska Division of Retirement and Benefits to check if you signed up for the long-term care plan. When people call the Medicare Information Office searching for long-term care insurance options or information, there's a few resources that I provide, and I'd like to share those with you today in case you want to get more information about long-term care supports and services or options in Alaska. Elder Care Locator is a public service of the U.S. Administration on Aging. Connects older adults and their families to services and supports. They have a toll-free telephone number, an email that you can use to ask questions, and a website that you can use to search for services. Another great resource is the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging. These are also referred to as AAAs. These primary mission is to build the capacity of their members so that they can help older adults and people with disabilities live with dignity and choices in their homes and communities for as long as possible. Another great resource, and one that we partner very closely with here in Alaska, is the Aging and Disability Resource Centers. These are also called ADRCs. The ADRCs are also housed under the Department of Health and Social Services, Seniors and Disability Services, and these funds are granted out to local community agencies, like independent living centers. ADRCs seek to address the frustrations many older adults, people with disabilities, and family members experience when trying to learn about and access long-term services and supports. ADRCs raise visibility about the full range of available options. They provide objective information, advice, counseling, and assistance, and empower people to make informed decisions about their long-term services and supports. And they help people access and apply for public and private programs. ADRCs provide unbiased, reliable information and counseling to people with all levels of income. And finally, the State of Alaska, our Division of Insurance. They're the ones who authorize insurance companies and license the insurance agents to sell insurance policies in Alaska. The Division of Insurance Consumer Services section has a page about shopping for long-term care insurance. And they have information about those who are authorized to sell long-term care policies in our state. So if you did not sign up for the State of Alaska, Alaska Care Retiree Long-Term Care Plan, but you are interested in purchasing a private long-term care option, you can find those companies who are licensed within the State of Alaska by accessing the information on the State Division of Insurance webpage or by calling their consumer services section. I also wanted to provide you some other helpful contacts should you need help with Medicare, the Alaska Care Retiree Health Plan, or your long-term care insurance plans. Much of the information about Medicare benefits that I have supplied today can be found at the medicare.gov website. Also, for those of you that, you know, may not be able to navigate the Medicare website, don't forget that if you're on Medicare every year, you should receive the Medicare in You handbook, and that's another place you can turn to for information about the standard benefits of Medicare.
you can also count on your local Alaska Medicare Information Office should you need guidance with your Medicare questions or concerns. The most important thing you can take away from today's presentation is we are Alaskans helping Alaskans get more out of their Medicare by providing free, unbiased, one-on-one Medicare counseling to beneficiaries, their caregivers, and family. We do our best to improve the lives and save customers money by helping with how and when to enroll in Medicare, questions about bills and claims, appeals, Medicare options in Alaska each year, and coordination of benefits with other health insurance, such as your State of Alaska Retiree Health Plan. Thank you again for your time and inviting me to share the Medicare information with you today. If you have any questions, I'm more than happy to address those now. Or of course, if you want to talk more about your personalized situation, you can contact my office later for personalized counseling from one of our many certified Medicare counselors throughout the state.
Hey, thank you so much. We do have a couple of questions in the chat. And I didn't set it up correctly initially so that people could only send them to me. But let me go back and ask a couple of these. Randall, you need to mute for a moment. Let me go back and ask a couple of these questions. And do remember, everybody, that if you unmute yourself, your video will show on the recording. So, Randall, we will be seeing you front and center. We had a question about what Medicare pays for, but Alaska Care does not. Where would somebody go to figure out what Medicare covers versus what Alaska Care covers?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And unfortunately, I don't think that there's any specific document that is going to give you a side-by-side comparison of what Medicare would cover that Alaska Care would not. It's going to be one of those things where if you have a question about a specific benefit or service, then your best starting point would be, you know, Medicare is usually going to be your primary insurance. So you can contact us at the Medicare Information Office, or you can always contact the 1-800 number for Medicare. It's 1-800-MEDICARE, which, unlike my office, 1-800-MEDICARE is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that phone number can help you with questions about Medicare benefits, things that Medicare covers. Also, in the Medicare and You handbook, there will be information about what Medicare covers, and there is a page that shows you what Medicare does not cover. So there are a list of services that will be shown on what Medicare doesn't cover. So you can find that on Medicare.gov or in the Medicare and You handbook or by calling 1-800-MEDICARE, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or calling us here locally at the Medicare Information Office. If Medicare says they do not cover the service, then that's when you're going to turn to Alaska Care to find out if they cover the service. And then if they do, Alaska Care covers it, then Alaska Care Retirement Plan would then act as your primary insurance, and you would want to follow the rules of the Alaska Care Health Plan. So you really just have to continue to check with both insurances. That's the best way to empower yourself and be prepared for no surprises, no surprise out-of-pocket costs, by contacting both insurances anytime you're preparing to have a service performed.
It seems like we've gotten quite a few questions along that line. One specific question was, does Medicare cover medical massages? And if it doesn't, do you know if Alaska Care covers medical massages?
So Medicare does not cover medical massage. Medicare will cover physical therapy services by a physical therapy office that accepts you as a Medicare patient. But massage therapy is one of those benefits that Medicare does not cover.
So that would be something that you would want to reach out to your Alaska Care. Currently, that benefit is administered by Aetna, and confirm with Aetna if you're covered for medical massage.
Great, thank you. Randall had a question. I'm going to let him ask that question directly because I'm not exactly sure if I'll get it correct. So Randall, you want to ask your question that you had?
Sure. On slide 6, Jeannie, you said that in that old one, you said if you don't enroll in Medicare when you're eligible, if you don't enroll in Medicare when you are eligible, Alaska Care will estimate what Medicare would have paid and deduct that amount before paying, regardless of any other insurance. Is that a forever distinction, or is that just for the first year? Or how does that work?
Yeah, Randall, that is a great question and a very important one, because the Alaska statute designates the requirement of Medicare to become primary to the Alaska Care Retiree Health Plan at age 65. So if you delay your Medicare enrollment or you don't enroll during what is called your Medicare initial enrollment period, then your state of Alaska retirement plan will still pay your claims like you have Medicare, even if you don't. And that is for the duration of your time on the Alaska Care Health Plan and being without Medicare. They call it estimating Medicare. So as long as you don't have Medicare and you're eligible for it at age 65, you're going to be responsible for the majority of your medical expenses, because the Alaska Care Retirement Plan will estimate Medicare and only pay up to 20% of the Medicare approved amount. And they're going to factor in Medicare whether you're enrolled or not.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question.
Okay, I'm not seeing any other questions in the chat at this time. I don't know if people, if you want, you can ask your question on screen. Just unmute yourself if you have a question that you didn't want to actually type into the chat. Or if you want to type it into the chat, that would be great. And we can ask the question that way. But I'm not seeing any questions at this point. I'll wait a second here to see if we have anybody with a question. Well, Janae, you must have answered everybody's question in your presentation. The slides were lots of help. I really appreciated those. And the links are there. So please go download the slides if you haven't done so already, because she had quite a bit of good information there. Janae, is there anything else you would like to add for the benefit of our group?
Just remember the Medicare Information Office here in Anchorage. Happy to help you with your personalized questions. We know this information can sometimes be very confusing and often frustrating to navigate. So if you just need that additional help, our free Medicare unbiased counseling is available for you. Our office operates Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you do have questions that pop up, don't hesitate to reach out to us. You are most welcome to ask for me, Janae Larson, personally, if you'd like, but any of my colleagues would also be happy to help you.
Great. Thank you, Janae. I'm going to have you stop sharing your screen, Janae, if you could. That's great. And I'm going to stop recording now, unless there's any last minute questions. Janae, I want to thank you for coming today. Your presentation was great as always, and we definitely appreciated that. So I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording.